Okay. After walking. Talking head. Colonialism. Or that film, which I think should probably be a talking head film. It can also be split up into episode. So, just a overview of the history. You know, way back, 15th, 16th century, the Europeans built their ships and, well, probably even further back, and started really traveling around the world, to see what they could find. Riches, gold, diamonds, spices, sugar, and of course later oil. But so many goodies. Problem is that there were people living in those places who generally, well, lived on that land and often possessed all those opulences. But of course they were not white and they were not Christians. Look at them. How strangely they dress and look and believe. So well. We can buy their gold for some glass pearls or whatever. They are not so smart. Well, of course, it didn't end there. After a while, a huge business was going on. Africa, India, South America, well, all over the place. And it was very profitable, especially you could buy people and cheap too. And ship them over to the other continent over there in the west and make a lot of money, and everyone made a lot of money except the people in those continents that were now called colonies. Rest is history, as I say. And many, I guess, would also say that those were the days, these are bygone ages. But then I saw an interesting documentary the other day saying that, well, not really, because when, for instance, the British And here are the nations in white that they did not ever invade and take over. So yes, Great Britain was great, wasn't it? Because they had good ships and cannons and maybe soldiers trained in the Roman tradition. So they had entire India. Well, colony is a nice name, but they actually invaded and took over. Funny enough, first with business, East Indian Company, and then when that wasn't enough, police and soldiers and so on. Of course, in Africa too, as well as, you know, in all those places, for running the show, all the mines and the fields and the cotton and the sugar and the industries that they ran. They needed to educate the locals as workers, but also in lower administrative posts. Otherwise, it was too hard to run the whole show. But they were careful not to give them higher education of the European standard. But the inevitable happened that people became educated. And when they realized that their salaries were like a hundredth of the salary for a similar European worker, and about slavery and about the whole thing, they started rebelling. You got Gandhi, you got Bose, others. And eventually they had to give up the colonies. Or so they said, and so it looked. Now what this documentary teaches us, from the chambers of the EU finance investigators, they had found out something. That very few people know about. You see, the whole colonialist, basically, at least from the British point of view, was run from here. Or so it turned out, at least, the city of London. You can go there today, all the huge banks are there, old well-known, still run by the generation after generation of the biggest lords and the richest people and the bankers. And this is what they did. And they would tell that story. What noise! And we'll continue later.